Anyway, welcome everyone. I'm so glad to be here once again. And these are our youth service every Friday. We have 5 o'clock and 7 o'clock service. If you came here for the first time, what we do here in Victory, in our youth service, we honor God and we make disciples. And I'd like to ask this question. Who among you here, you know, you attended first time during our Insta Love series? First time nyo naka-attend dun sa Insta Love series natin. Then after that, nandito kayo ngayon. Pwede mo ba itaas yung kamay mo? Uy, marami-rami sa inyo. Wow, thank you. God bless you. Palakpakan natin uli si Lord. Thank you very much for, coming back here. You know, we really appreciate your presence. I hope na hindi lang sa Insta Love, hindi lang dito sa series natin, but we'll get to know more of you and you'll get to know more of us as we go along, especially yung sinasabi ni Kuya Dan, ni Pastor Dan about sa Victory Group natin. Well, we are opening up our new series. We call it Toxic. Can you say that with me? Toxic. Okay, so pagka may mga naamoy-amoy kayo dyan sa mga tabi nyo, uy, toxic yun ha. Ang labo yun, ibang klaseng toxic yun. Okay? And basically, our goal, okay, for this series is for us, all of us here, that we may really understand and live according to the Word of God, according to God's truth, more than believing the lies of the enemy, the lies of the devil that pollutes our minds. Why? Because there are so many things that really pollutes us, pollutes our minds. Yun yung mga, toxic thoughts, which is, that's what we're gonna talk about tonight, toxic thoughts. Then next week, we're gonna talk about toxic emotions, okay? And then toxic relationships. And also last week, we'll be talking about toxic beliefs. Okay, and I hope that you will stay with us for the next 4 weeks because it's gonna be fun. It's gonna be life-changing for all of us. By the way, sino sa inyo nakapansin dun sa may gas mask na yon? Yung nasa likod? We are so committed to really have this, this feel as toxic. By the way, kung na-appreciate nyo yung mga pagpasok nyo, even yung design natin dito, yung drum natin dito, I'm so proud and I'm so glad that we have a team who is so creative, okay? Who thinks really deep in really setting this up. Kaya sino sa inyo dito production design, nandito ka ba? You're part of that production design team. Taas mo yung kamay mo. Wala, nahiya. Okay, nahiya siya, nahiya. By the way, you guys are doing a great job if you're part of that. Again, I'm so glad as we talk about this toxic series, okay? And let me just read as we open this whole series. Let me just read. If you have your Bible with you, how many of you brought your Bible with you? Okay, dumadami tayo ngayon. Thank you, Lord. Madadagdagan pa yan next week. Magdadala tayo ng Bible. Romans chapter 12, verse 1 to 2 as we start this. If you don't have your Bible, it's okay. Just look at the PowerPoint. It says there in Romans 12, verse 1 to 2, therefore, I urge you, brothers, in view of God's mercy. Can you say that with me? In view of God's mercy. All right. To offer your bodies as living sacrifices, holy and pleasing to God, this is your spiritual act of worship. Then in verse 2 says there that do not conform, okay? Do not conform. Malinaw na sinasabi, huwag kang umayon, okay? Do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world. Why? Because there's a pattern. If there's a pattern, you keep on doing that as if like hindi mo napapansin, lagi mo na palang ginagawa yon. Yun na pala yung ways of living mo. It becomes a habit, okay? But be transformed by the renewing of your mind, then you will be able to test and approve what God's will is, His good, pleasing, and perfect will. Can we just pray right now? Holy Spirit, we invite you in this place. We thank you, Lord God, because you are the one who will speak to us. And Lord, I pray that, God, we believe, Lord, that your word is a lamp unto our feet and a light to our path, Lord. That's why, God, by your word, You will change every thoughts. You will change every heart, Lord God, in this place. God, I thank you, Lord God, because your word is alive and active, Lord, that will pierce every heart, that will change every heart, Lord God, in this place. That is why, Jesus, we commit everything to you. Bless the preaching of your word. Bless every one of us, Lord God. We give you praise and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. All right. Let me just give you the definition of toxic. What toxic is all about? Okay. Toxic is anything containing poisonous material capable of causing sickness or even death. Okay? So, sinasabi dito, lahat ng mga bagay, kaya nga, yung si, I don't know kung na-recognize nyo kung sino yung naka-gas mask kanina, pero secret yon. Okay? Kung kilala nyo, secret lang, kunyari lang, hindi natin siya kilala. The reason why, people are wearing gas mask, okay, yung para hindi ma-contaminate, because, you know, when it hit you, okay, yung toxic na yan, it would cause you sickness, it would cause you somehow, pwede mo pang ikamatay yan, okay? Yung mga toxins na yan, yung mga nag-spill, na, you know, chemical reactions, okay? And somehow, you know, sometimes we are saying those words. Yung those words na toxic, okay? Minsan, di ba, nakadinig na ba kayo? O, kumusta ka na? Ito, toxic ako. Kailangan yung deadline namin. Kailangan yung thesis ko. Nako, toxic na ako ngayon, girl. Di ba? May mga ganon. Parang, exam na naman. O, nakagrabe. Talaga nakaka-toxic talaga. Parang magkakasakit na ako pagka iniisip ko yung exam na yan. Okay? Sino sa inyo dito, yung katabi mo mukhang toxic na? Mukha na. Tanungin mo yung katabi mo, toxic ka ba ngayon? Okay, sagutin mo. Kanina, hindi. Yung nakatabi kita, oo. And one way or another, somehow, okay, because of the experiences, because of what's happening around us, natotoxic tayo. Parang na-stress ka, okay, yung, alam mo yun, nagiging weak ka, physically, mentally, emotionally, because that is how pollutes our minds, our thoughts. And more than this, you know, if you look around us, there's so much toxins that really pollutes our minds. You know, when you look at the internet, it would pollute your minds. How many of you would say yes? I agree to that. Diba? Yung mga, alam mo yon, yung mga hindi ka nais-nais na tinitignan sa, I'm telling you, pagka nahagip mo lang yon, yung hindi kaaya-ayang, hindi magandang picture or view sa internet, maybe, you know what I'm talking about, those naked people. Pagka hindi mo natinignan yon, I'm telling you, it would be toxic into your minds, as in talagang, bago ka matulog, iniisip mo pa yan. Uy, grabe yun ah. Okay? Sanctified imagination. Because it pollutes us. Somehow, yung mga nababasa natin, di ba, it will pollute our minds. Yung magazines, okay? Yung mga magazines na meron tayo, yung mga binabasa natin. Yung mga books na meron tayo, even yung online gaming, it pollutes our minds. Di ba? Somehow, yung mga naglalaro ng ano, minsan, I think na sabi ko na to eh, yung minsan nakapasok ako ng internet cafe, yung mga estudyante doon, talagang naglalaro lang sila. Talagang napulyot talaga yung mind nila. Talagang nagmumurahan na sila. Oh, toot! Toot! Wala na, polluted na. And I believe some of us are guilty with that. Okay? You know, it's so interesting in we don't have that in our PowerPoint. It's so interesting if you're going to look. Okay, listen to this. If you're going to look at what Paul is saying in Romans chapter 7, when you go home, go ahead and take a look at that. Romans 7 said that, you know, Paul is saying, why is it that the things that I want to do, I don't do? But the things I don't want to do, I end up doing. Bakit kaya yung mga bagay na ayaw kong gawin, nagagawa ko kasi kanina ayaw ko, nag-pray ako, Lord, ayaw ko mangopya ngayong araw na to. Pero bakit pagka pumasok na ako sa school, talagang grabe. Ano ba yan? Yung, uy, tago mo naman yung papel mo na yan. Talaga, Lord, ba't ganun? Ayaw kong gawin, pero nagagawa ko pa rin. Pero yung mga gusto kong gawin, hindi ko magawa. Like, Lord, gusto ko talagang bumait, pero hindi ko talaga magawa. Lord, gusto ko talaga maging, alam mo yung prayerful, pero Lord, hindi talaga, parang hindi ko talaga magawa. Why? Because Paul is saying to us that there's a battle that's going on through our minds. And you know, the problem is, sad to say, most of our young people today are losing the battles in the mind. Because there are so many things that we are putting in our minds that pollutes us. So many things. Ang daming mga nangyayari sa paligid natin, ang daming nangyayari sa buhay natin, that we are putting in our minds rather than believing in God's truth, in the Word of God, of what God is telling about me, of how God sees me. That is why most of us here, we are losing the battle. That's why you will find yourself at the end of the day, grabe, ginawa ko na naman to, itong bagay na to. Kapipreach lang ni Jeff, kapipreach lang ni Dan. Pero bakit ginawa ko na naman to? Why? Because we are losing the battle. It starts right here in our minds. That's why today it's very important for us to understand and to know, you know, to identify what are the things that is so toxic to us that cause us to, you know, to lose the battle. And we're gonna define that. We're gonna reject that, all those thoughts in our minds. And I believe that most of us here would agree with that thought. Now, somehow you would realize na meron ako nun ah. Me, myself, I'm not exempted with that. Somehow, I was guilty with that. But you know what? I believe in my heart that God is a destiny in my life. In fact, there was a time in my life that, you know, every time I go up here, I preach in front of so many people, not just young people, even so many adult or whoever they are. You know, there's something in my mind that is telling me, here you are again, Jeff. You're about to mess up. You're about to say something that is stupid. You're about to do something that is crazy. In fact, look at those people. You know, there's something in my mind that's talking in my mind na yung mga taong yan, di naman nakikinig sa'yo yan eh. In fact, tinatawanan ka nila. Ngayon, anong gagawin mo? You might as well think of another job and do something that would make you feel comfortable. And there were lies in my thought, in my mind. But you know, I realized that I found out, praise God, I thank God that God spoke to me. Because I realized that, you know, those are lies. But you know what? I need to replace those lies not with positive thinking. No, hindi. Magaling ako. Okay ako. Naikinig sila. Hindi. I don't have to do that. All that God wants to remind me is that, you know what, you are preaching God's word. No matter if they're, whatever they're doing right now, if they're listening or not, the point is you are preaching God's word, and my word, the word of God is living and active. It would change life. It would change destinies right here in this place. The reason why people, the reason why your families, your parents, your friends, your classmates will be blessed by your life is because you heard the message, and the message is from God. And that's the truth. More than believing all the lies, more than believing, you know, all the deceptions of the enemy, of the devil, hindi ako ganyan, ako ganito lang ako. We would rather believe on God's word, on God's truth, on what the scripture is telling about us. Can you say amen to that? And again, as we talk about this, in fact, in Proverbs 23 verse 7 in New King James Version, okay, I think napapalitan ko na yan. Hindi New King James yata yan. Okay, it says there that for as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Okay? Kung ano, sabi sa Proverbs 23 verse 7, kung ano yung iniisip mo, ganun ka. By the way, that scripture is from NIV, but if you're gonna look at the footnote of that, what it says is that for what you think you are, so are you. Okay? Kung ano yung iniisip mo na ikaw, yun ka nga. Pag iniisip mo na wala kang kwentang tao, most likely, wala kang kwentang tao. Pag iniisip mo na pogi ka, ewan ko na lang. Okay? O baka nga. Pero sabi ganun kasi sa scripture eh. Okay? Sabi ganun dito sa Proverbs 23 verse 7, for as he thinks in his heart, so is he. Okay? And then whenever there's something that tries to get into our brain, guys, listen to this. If there's something or maybe a thought that really trying to enter in our minds, you know, we need to realize, we need to remind ourselves, you know, I am God's child. I'm a son of God. Okay? I don't have to look at myself, you know, just like this or ganito lang, walang kwentang tao. You know, we would rather believe on God's word, in God's truth. In fact, let me just identify those thoughts, those toxic thoughts that really pollute our minds. That really, you know, ruin our thoughts. Sinisira tayo the whole day. Wala na, sira na talaga yung araw mo. Okay? First toxic thought is that negative thoughts. Okay? And some of you know what I'm talking about. Diba? Dahil yung iba sa atin, sobrang negative feeling natin, yung ibang tao, sobrang positive. Kaya pagka nakakatabi natin sila, feeling natin mga negative, napaka-miserable ng buhay ko, sobrang positive mo, Brad. Diba? Lahat na lang, okay, masaya ka, masaya. Eh ako, hindi. Malungkot ako, ang dami kong pinagdadaanan. Pero pag tumabi ako sa'yo, grabe, condemn ako. Hindi ko alam, tao ba ako? O parang feeling ko talaga malulunod ako sa capacity, sobrang capacity mo. And somehow, because most of us here, we think negative thoughts. Now, let me just give you examples of that. Sometimes, iniisip natin, yung iba sa atin, di ba, dito, I don't have what it takes, sobrang negative na natin. Wala naman ako eh. I don't have what it takes. Eh, gusto niya, matangos ang ilong, wala ako nun. Negative ka na agad. Gusto niya, matangkad, eh ako, ang liit ko lang, Brad eh. Gusto niya, maputi, eh ako, sunog. Paano niya ako magugustuhan? Hindi siguro, malabo siguro. Imposible to. Imposibleng mapansin niya ako. Sobrang negative natin. And sometimes, sasabihin natin, di ba? Everybody else, they get all their breaks. Pero ako, hindi siguro. Lahat sila. In fact, lahat sila, yung mga classmates ko, nakagraduate na. Ako, hanggang ngayon, hindi pa. Nagmamaster na sila. Ako, nagmamaster din naman ako. Minamaster ko yung subject ko. Alagang tatlong taon na, hindi ako pumasa-pasa talaga dito sa isang subject na to. Hirap na hirap ako talaga, hindi ko kaya to. Lahat sila, ala, talagang sila magkakaroon siguro ng break. Ako hindi. Sobrang negative natin. Minsan isipin pa natin, sobrang negative natin yung pag-iisip natin. Wala, malas ako. Sa pamilya namin, ako lang ang malas talaga. Kasi lahat sila talagang pinagpala ng good looks. Pag may ginawa sila, talagang ang ganda ng mga nagagawa nila. Ako talaga walang kwenta. Sobrang malas ko. Minsan, di ba, pag nasa eskwelahan tayo, nasa school tayo, nasa classroom tayo, alam mo yung pagka, may mga naka-experience na nito eh. Yung teacher mo, di ba, nagtanong ng question, pagka alam mo yung sagot, talagang todo titig ka sa teacher mo, ma'am, come on, tawagin mo ako. Come on, try me. Di ba talagang, hindi ka umaalis ng tingin sa teacher mo, kasi alam mo yung sagot eh. Sige, subukan mo. Sasagutin kita. Pero pag hindi mo alam yung sagot, anday mo tinitignan. Kunyari, umiisip ka pa. Gumagan. Parang nangihinayang ka pa. Nakalimutan ko. Alam ko yun eh. O kunyari, may kinakausap ka. Pero wala ka naman sinasabi kasi ayaw mong tignan yung teacher mo. Pero ang matindi nito, dahil feeling mo malas na malas ka, pag nagtatanong yung teacher mo, kahit na alam mo yung sagot, ayaw kang tawagin. Pag hindi mo na alam yung sagot, doon ka tinatawag. Sobra, ang malas ko talaga. Ba't ikaw tinawag ka? Alam ko yun eh. Ba't ngayon hindi ko na alam, tinawag ako? Grabe, ang malas ko talaga. Diba? May ganun kayo. Ako ganun ako dati. Ba't laging hindi ko alam ang napupunta sa akin? Diba? Malas naman ang buhay na to. And sometimes we feel that way. Minsan naiisip natin, diba? Minsan masyado tayo negative. You know, yung petty things lang, you know, but ganito yung buhok ko? Ano ba naman to? Tinatayo kong pilit, bumabagsak pa. Grabe, isang buong wax na nilagay ko pa. Wala, gumaganon pa. Ano ba naman to? Talaga, wala na akong pupuntahan talaga dito. Wala na talagang kwenta tong buhay na to. Sobrang negative talaga natin. You know, guys, I want you to be honest. Who among you here would really say, you know, sometimes I'm like that? You know, or ako lang yon. You know, sometimes ang dami ko naiisip na hindi naman dapat isipin. Nagde-decide na agad ako na parang hindi ko kaya to. Palagay ko, ano na to, palpak to. Bagsak ako, malamang. Alam mo, hindi ka pa nag-exam, bagsak ako, sigurado. Malamang-lamang, todo na to. Alam na alam ko na mangyayari. Sobrang negative mo na. And sometimes we are saying, you know what, I cannot overcome anymore. I can't overcome this life. But you know what, guys, listen to this. We need to replace the lies of the enemy, the deceptions of the enemy, those toxic thoughts with God's truth, with the word of God. If the enemy is trying to tell you, you know, you can never overcome, you need to remind yourself that the word of God is telling you that I am an overcomer. Because of the blood of Jesus, we are an overcomer because that is what the scripture is telling us. We don't have to meditate on it. We don't have to pamper ourselves. You know, wala kang kwetang tao. Oh, ganyan ka na lang talaga. Wala ka na mararating sa buhay mo. We don't have to meditate on those words. But we need to replace that and believe that God's word is true because that is what the Bible is telling about me. I am an overcomer. I'm not just a guy who would, you know, do something less, walang magagawa. And also, sometimes we would think that everything bad always happens to me. You know, lahat na lang na masama nangyayari sa akin. No way, because the word of God, the God's truth says that all things work together for our good. For those who love and called by His purpose. And if you feel like, if you're thinking na wala ka na magagawa, lahat ng ginagawa mo, palpak, you know what? I'm telling you that God has called you with a purpose. You don't have to believe in the lies of the enemy na wala ka na mararating, wala ka na magagawa sa buhay mo. Why? Because God has created you according to His purpose, according to His will, and according to His nature. Can you say amen? Amen. You know, that is the truth. And not just negative thought. Another thing that we need to reject is those fearful thoughts. You know, nowadays, pagka tumingin ka sa newspaper, sa tabloid, pag nanood ka ng news, kagabi lang, nanonood ako ng news, you know, it's so sad. You know, parang somehow, you know, it would create fear. Merong 18 years old na estudyante and 15 years old, binaril na, sinaksak pa, parang, grabe, ano ba to? Parang feeling mo talagang nakakatakot. There would be fearful thoughts. And you know, it is a toxic. It is polluting yung minds natin, yung pag-iisip natin every time we have these fearful thoughts. Example of this are, you know, natatakot ka, baka feeling mo ganito ka na. Siguro, baka hindi na ako, natatakot ako, paano kaya? Baka hindi ako makagraduate, ha? Tatakot ka na. Wala ka ng peace. Ako, paano kaya? Baka i-break niya ako. Uy, grabe, may kasama siyang iba. Ako, mas guwapo sa akin. Ako nakakatakot talaga to. Grabe. And sometimes, di ba, yung mga kaibigan natin, takot tayo, naku, parang nagwo-worry ako, baka iwan ako ng mga kaibigan ko ah. Uy, sila, lagi na lang siya yung kasama niya, hindi na yata ako yung best friend niya. Siya na yata yung best friend niya. Ano ba to? Iiwan niya na ba ako? You know, we have fearful thoughts. Yung bang paglabas mo ng bahay, parang paranoid ka na, naku, may sasaksak yata sa akin. Paglabas mo palang, uy, teka. Uy, masasagasaan ako. Minsan, di ba, sasakay ka lang ng jeep? Mama, papasok ka ng jeep. Di. Pag upo mo, di ba, tinitingnan mo? Marami, mukhang mamamatay tao to. Mama, para. Bababa ka na agad. Hold up, no? Grabe, may takot na agad. Parang wala ng peace. Alam mo yun, ninanakaw na yung peace mo? Sa utak mo, ninanakaw na wala ka ng peace. Parang lahat na lang ng gumagalaw. Naku, may mangyari, lumilindol na. Umalog lang, di ba? Parang, uy, naku, magigiba na to. So much fear that is being created in our thoughts na nawawala na yung peace natin. But you know what? The scripture is telling us God's word, God's truth tells us that the peace of God transcends all human understanding. There is the peace of God that would transform our minds, our hearts. Because the word of God, the truth is, it is God who will give us that peace. And He will never give us those fearful thoughts. And the moment that you wake up, the moment that you are doing things, na wala ka na magawa, parang takot na takot ka na, hawak mo lang yung isang bagay, di ba? Takot na takot ka na, binibigay mo na, naku, baka mabagsak ko to, baka takot. But you know, we need to remind ourselves that God created us according to His ways, according to His purpose, according to His nature. And that God will give us peace. And sometimes, you know, natatakot tayo na baka masaktan ka, baka magkasakit ako, nako, nabahingan ka lang, nako ma'am, nako, yun na, maawa ako, magkakasakit ako, magkaka-cancer na ako. Nabahingan ka lang, di ba? Naubuhan ka lang, oh, excuse me po! Di ba? Takot na takot ka na. But you know what? The Word of God says that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. That is God's truth. Because if we're going to continue with those lies, with those fearful thoughts, you know what? It would paralyze you. It will paralyze us. Wala ka nang gustong gawin. Takot ka na kasi. But we need to remember that no weapon formed against us shall prosper. That is God's word. That is God's truth. And not just that. Hindi lang nakakapulyut sa atin yung negative thoughts, fearful thoughts. Pero ito, matindi din to. Discontented thoughts. Okay? We see somebody and we are like, you know, I would never do that. Grabe ginawa niya yun. Parang, kung ako, parang sana mas maganda pa yung magawa ko. Okay? Discontented tayo. But you know what? By the way, guys, there's nothing wrong with asking God for more. You know, baka maisip natin, discontented. Naku, masama, hindi pala maganda na mag-ask pa kay Lord ng mas maganda pang bagay. You know what? I believe God wants the best for us. But you know what? I believe in my heart, you know, that God knows our motives. You know, if we are like, we are asking this, Lord, hindi ako kontento dito, gusto ko pa ng ganito, gusto ko pa ng ganyan. You know, God knows the motives of our hearts. And if it's not right, I'm telling you, that can ruin us. That can pull us down. Because sometimes, di ba, you know, minsan, iniisip natin, I wish I could have a straight hair like her. Okay? Like him pala. No? Ay, may mga long hair. Dati long hair ako. Hanggang dito hair ko. Sa armpit. Hindi, long hair ako dati. sana ganyan, sana yung mata ko hindi singkit, sana medyo ano, sana mayaman kami. You know, again, there's nothing wrong with being rich. Pero kung mali na yung motivation natin kung bakit gusto nating mayaman, yumaman, something's wrong. I believe in my heart that God wants to bless us. And sometimes, iniisip natin, sana yung parents ko ganito. But yung parents nila, ganon. Yung parents ko, ganito. Yung parents nila, binibigay lahat ng luho nila. Yung parents ko, sana, pwede bang yan na lang parents ko? Sometimes, ganon tayo. Discontented thoughts. Hindi tayo makontento kung ano yung meron tayo. You know, sana, dalawa puso ko. Meron na bang sa inyo noon? Sana dalawa puso ko. Sana ikaw at saka ikaw. Baka nasa kabila mo, magkabila yan, ha? Pero hindi tayo makontento. But you know what? I believe, you know, we're asking, what if I will never have enough? Paano kung hindi talaga mapunan yung mga pangangailangan ko, yung mga gusto ko pa? But you know what? God's truth is telling us that our God will meet all our needs according to His glorious riches. That is what the Word of God is telling us. Instead of believing the lies of the enemy na kailangan may ganito ka pa, kailangan hindi lang yan, dapat may ganito ka pa, may ganito ka pa. Yes, I don't have any problem with that as long as it is God's will. But more than that, we need to believe on the Word of God that our God will meet all of our needs according to His glorious riches. Lahat ng pangangailangan natin, imi-meet ni Lord. Hindi tayo pagdadamutan ni Lord. Kung alam niyang kailangan mo ng cellphone ngayon, kung alam niyang kailangan mo ng kotse ngayon, ibibigay niya yan, I'm telling you. Kung alam niyang kailangan mo ng boyfriend ngayon, I'm telling you, ibibigay niya yan sa tamang panahon. Pag 19 ka na, pag naintindihan mo na talaga yan, yung mga bagay na yan. But you know, we need to remind ourselves about God's truth. About the Word of God, that indeed, our God will supply all our needs. That our God will bless us. Not just that, last thing. Last toxic thought that we need to reject is this, critical thoughts. You know, we see somebody, we are like, you know, grabe siya yun. Kadiri naman yun. Ano ba naman suot yan? Yeah. Na-take niya yun? Na-take niya siya? Sila? Ay! Hindi bagay. Jackpot siya, consolation siya. Masyado tayo, ginikritik natin lahat. Grabe, lahat pinapansin natin. Mapa medyas, mapa hair clip, mapa kulay ng buhok. Lahat na lang, pinapansin natin. Minsan nagpapumapansin pa tayo na, bakit siya hindi nag-worship? Ako nakataas ng kamay, bakit siya? Siguro backslider to. Siguro nagpadulas ng pabaligtad to. In Tagalog, backslide, nagpadulas ng pabaligtad. Siguro hindi niya na-love si Lord. Hindi na siya nagtataas ng kamay. Kinritik na natin. And some of us here, we have spiritual giftings. You know, criticism in church. Gifting, parang sometimes giftings na sa atin yun. You know, I don't like the preacher. Parang laging grammatically wrong siya, huh? I just don't like him. You know, I don't like the place. I don't like the sounds. Nauuna yung vocalist. Ano ba naman yan? Wala sa timing. Yung drums, wala sa timing. Ano ba namang lugar? Ano ba yung aircon, hindi malamig. Lahat na lang pinapansin natin. Sobrang critic natin. You know, it will pollute our mind. And it will ruin us. It's a deception of the devil, you know. Because the Bible says, the Word of God says, more than putting that lies in our thoughts, what the Word of God says, the truth is, the Bible says that consider others better than yourself. Don't always brag about yourself. I'm good. I'm okay. I'm better than you. But the Bible says, the Word of God is telling us, consider others better than you. Kahit na sabihin mo talagang totoo naman, mas magaling ka, pero you always, Lord, I thank you for the grace that I have these giftings, that I have these skills. But Lord, I'm not gonna work on these skills para lang i-critic yung taon to kasi mas magaling ako sa kanya. You know, that's the lies of the enemy. We need to remind ourselves about God's truth. Now, as I wanna just close with this. You know, in fact, the scripture says that, you know, we have a choice. If, yes, we're talking about negative thoughts, anong gagawin ko ngayon? Jeff, meron talaga akong negative thoughts. Meron talaga akong fearful thoughts. In fact, ngayon, naikinig ako sa'yo, natatakot ako. Meron akong kinatatakutan, mamaya paglabas ko, may sumipa sa akin, may nag-aabang sa akin. Eh paano mamaya, natatakot ako, baka bugbugin ako ng driver, wala na akong pamasahe mamaya, gulpihin ako. Eh paano yun? Meron ako talagang discontented thoughts. Gusto ko talaga more. Diba? Gusto ko talaga, meron na akong ganito, pero gusto ko pa ng more. Gusto ko pa talaga yung, pero hindi na pala tama yung puso natin. More pa tayo ng more. Eh paano, meron talaga akong ganito, critic. Talagang wala. Talagang itong katabi ko. Tingnan mo nga yung katabi ko. Ano ba naman niya, sis? Huwag mo na suot yan next time, ha? Kinikritik mo. Diba? Minsan gumaganon ka lang. Ano ba naman yan? Napaganon ka lang. Eh, meron talaga ako. What do we do? You know, this is what we're gonna do. 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5. It says that we demolish arguments and every pretensions. Dinedemolish natin, inaalis natin every pretensions that sets itself up against the knowledge of God, against the nature and the character of God. And we take captive every thought to make it obedient to Christ. The question is, the point is you have a choice today. Would you choose to entertain, to meditate those lies of the devil that you have negative thoughts, kailangan ganito ka lang, okay, yung fearful thoughts na yan, yung discontented or critical thoughts, or would you rather choose the truth of God, God's Word? That God's Word tells me that I am unique, that I am created, that I am special, that I am loved by God, that I have a destiny, that I have a purpose. What will you choose today? You know, I have this sponge right here, okay? And I believe that we know how it works. Diba? Alam naman natin, diba? And if I'm gonna tell you, I'm gonna dip this to water, in the water, okay? Then ano yung magiging laman niya pag angat ko? Tubig. Okay? O kunyari, piniga ako na. Eh, merong soft drinks dito, nagkalat. Nag-spill. So, nilagay ko uli. Inangat ko uli. Hinigop niya. Ano yung laman nun? Soft drinks. So, it means to say, ano man ang, whatever that I would try to absorb with this sponge, it will stick. Okay? Kahit ano, it will remain unless I squeeze it again. Think about this. This would be like our minds. That whatever we put in our minds, it will stick. You have a choice. You would either throw it, those negative thoughts, and replace it to God's truth, or you would just meditate. Grabe talaga. Negative talaga. Wow. Ang pangit ko talaga. Wow. Hindi na talaga ako yayaman. Hindi kami magkakakotse. wow, ayos to. Sarap ng buhay. Or you would rather throw that? I believe in my God. I believe in my God who created me, who died for me. That He has a purpose in my life. That He will bless me. He will bless my family. That I can overcome. That I can do this. Because I have a God who is faithful and true. And let me just end with this scripture. But before that, you know, Jeremiah 12 verse 3. It's so powerful when Jeremiah said, I love what he said. It says there that, yet you know me, O Lord. Lord, kilala mo ako. Sino sa inyo dito naniniwala, kilalang kilala ka ni Lord? Alam niya kung ilan yung strands ng hair mo. Kilalang kilala ka ni Lord, wala kang maitatago. Sabi ni Jeremiah, yet you know me, O Lord, you see me and test my thoughts about you. And he was saying, this is what he is saying, Lord, if there's anything that is inconsistent with your nature and character, Lord, this is what I want you to do. Drag them off like sheep to be butchered. Lord, patahin mo to. Itong mga maling pag-iisip na to, itong mga negative thoughts na to, fearful thoughts na to, yung mga natatakot ako. Lord, yung discontented thoughts. Lord, yung critical thoughts. Lord, patayin mo to. Set them apart for the day of slaughter. This is what I want you to do, God. And you know, we need to make a decision today. You know, we need to throw off those negative thoughts, those things that pollutes our minds. Again, let me just go back to Romans chapter 12, verse 1 to 2, and then I'm going to end with this. It says there that in verse 2, okay, can we jump first in verse 2? Again, it says there that do not conform any longer to the pattern of this world, but be transformed by the renewing of your mind. I want you to notice that it says there that it's not about, you know, you will be transformed when you have, when you do these 12 steps of how to have a right living, when you replace those thoughts with positive thinking. I want to tell you this, students. Yes, we talk about these negative thoughts that pollutes us. But you know, it will never replace where every time that we will just think positive. Pag sinabi natin na, hindi, pogi talaga ako, pogi ako. Hindi, magaling ako, magaling ako. Hindi, kaya ko to, kaya ko to. Why is it that is not a solution? Replacing negative thoughts with positive thoughts, that is never a solution. Why? Because when you do that, at the end of the day, you will end up being proud, ang galing ko. Kasi, dati ito yung iniisip ko, pero ngayon nagawa ko kasi iniisip ko talaga, magaling ako eh. You will end up being proud. You will end up being boastful. I can do this. But I'm telling you, the reason why we can be transformed is only because of verse 1. It says there, let me jump in verse 1. It says there that, therefore I urge you, brothers, again, in view of God's mercy. It means to say we can be transformed, our thoughts will be changed. It's only because of the mercy of Jesus in our lives. It's not because of what we can do so that we will have positive thoughts, so that we will overcome. It's not because of what we can do, but it is only because of what Jesus has done on the cross over 2,000 years ago. That's why we can overcome. That's why we can be transformed in our mind, in our thinking. It's only because of Jesus Christ. When he surrendered his life on that cross, as if like saying, I'm going to do this for my son and my daughter so that they will never think of negative things anymore. They will never think of any fearful thoughts anymore. That they will never be discontented anymore. That they will never have that critical mindsets anymore. Because I'm nailing everything here, right here on the cross. Again, it's only because of the cross of Jesus. It's by the cross of Jesus Christ. I want to pray right now. Would you bow your heads, close your eyes? I believe in my heart that the Holy Spirit is speaking to some of us here today. You know, if you're saying tonight, Jeff, I think that's me you're talking about. I think I'm like that person. I always think negative. I always think negative things to my parents. Negative things about my teachers, my friends, about my life, about my future. And most of the times I have fear, even in my thoughts. Natatakot ako, maka-graduate ba ako? Natatakot ako, hindi ko alam, makakapag-asawa ba ako? Yayaman ba ako? Magkakatrabaho ba ako after ko mag-work? Tatakot ako. Or maybe some of us here, at one point, hindi na right yung puso natin because somehow we are coveting. There's discontentment and we are starting to covet things that is not really ours. And somehow, iniisip na natin, sana ako na lang yung merong ganun, sana hindi na siya. Or minsan, we are so criticizing someone or things na nakikita natin. You know, if that's you, would you be honest to God right now? And would you tell God, Lord, I admit I recognize these toxic thoughts in my mind, but Lord, I want you to replace this with your words, with your truth, because your word is alive and active. It is living. It would penetrate the dividing soul. Lord, I want you to replace that thoughts from now on. Would you be honest to God? Would you raise up your hand if that's you? That includes me. That includes me. I'm not exempted. Praise God. Thank you. Thank you for being honest. I want to pray for you. I want to pray for you. If you're raising up your hand, I want to pray for you. Lord, we thank you, Lord God, for indeed your word is true. And God, it gives hope, it gives life. And Jesus, I thank you, Lord God, because it is finished, Lord. God, the reason why you died for us on the cross so that, Lord, we would have the right mindset of our lives, Lord, of our family, Lord. God, I pray, would you forgive us today? Would you forgive us tonight? Lord, of thinking those negative thoughts. Lord, yung mga naisip namin, kanina lang nakapag-isip ako ng mali, hindi tama, that somehow pinut down ko yung sarili ko, Lord, yung family ko. Lord, I pray, God, forgive me sa mga fearful thoughts ko, Lord, yung mga takot. Lord, please forgive me. Forgive us, Lord. Even, Lord, yung mga discontentment, somehow napupunta na kami sa point na we want to get something from other people para mapunta sa amin. Lord, patawarin mo kami doon, Lord. Even yung being critical, Lord, to other people, to other things, Lord. God, forgive us. And God, I pray that you would replace every one of us, Lord. Replace our minds, our thoughts with your truth, Lord. With your word, God. Because your word is pure and holy. And that is righteous, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Put down your hands.